Naj, aka the Queen Najita, will be able to make an appearance because we know you guys miss her too.
Yes, but definitely keep it locked for the next couple weeks because we have some really great stuff ahead of us right now. So keep it locked. We
here
love you.
On WECB.FM. Tell the doctor I cursed the very day you were born. Tell my lawyer, tell the judge that I'm guilty.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? And Dan, how you doing? Heyo. All right.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes.
Your feet smell.
Ooh.
Whoa. Oh, we did, Tuckman.
Coming up on next is some more wild and wacky news.
You know it.
Yeah. Today on aisle 3, there looks like there was a spill.
Oh. Ragu everywhere. I know, and I've never known the touch of it.
Still hear the other show.
Oh.
As awesome as that is, it doesn't quite work with us.
What? Is it still playing?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
obliterated by the mighty Barony Hand.
Yes.
Why is my mic coming in so weakly?
Because I'm not sure. That one is kind of funky.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Nah. Well, that's what we get. I mean, they don't.
You're tuning into the World Domination Hour, being broadcast live from the basement of the Ensign Building. We only play songs for the music of the maniacal masses.
Good one.
That's right. Yeah, no, I didn't come up with that one. That was Marion. She came up with the slogan. I like it.
I don't know her.
Probably for good reason, Freecore.
I will take your word on that one.
Anyway, and as usual, I am your ever malevolent host, the Baron, and joining me is...
His slightly less malevolent sidekick works for Freegor.
Indeed. And boy, do we have quite a show for you this evening.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. We've got so many songs that you probably have heard at least once.
At some point, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, we like to play realistically here on the World Domination Hour.
Yeah.
Is my mic dead?
I'm not sure.
Am I at least registering?
Someone, if you can hear us, if you can hear the Baron,
call us in.
Call in at
717-824-8852.
And if you couldn't hear him, I'll say it. If you couldn't hear the Baron, call in at 617-824-8852.
We have some aims here. They may be able to remedy this problem.
Yes, to the internet.
To the internet, Freegor.
The solution of many of our problems and cause of many more.
The Baron's mic is off.
The Baron's mic is off.
Okay.
All right, so come to this tall one.
Hold on, this is going to get obscenely complicated.
Stalling noises. Okay, this is going to be a very interesting show. See, they cut our budget this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of that one time that I tried to kidnap Will Sandercock.
That's much better.
There we go.
Yes, now I can
hear
you.
Well, folks, this is going to make the show exceedingly complicated.
Yeah.
We are one mic down.
And pretty much... Yeah, because they just keep cutting the budget on us.
I know! I think it was that time after we demanded more cannibalistic hamsters.
Yeah, they were very upset about that one.
I mean, is that a simple demand, people? More cannibalistic hamsters?
We want to have a pet in the studio.
We do! We want to call him Nibbles! Anyway, for those of you who couldn't hear me earlier through our crappy non-working mic, I'm your ever-malevolent host, the Baron.
And you heard me.
Yes. And I think we'll get us started off with some music then, shall I?
Shall you?
I'm coughing right in your face.
You are.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't
Not!
I don't care, dude. I'm immune to most diseases.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you're made from them, aren't you?
I know, right? Like, 80% of my genetic code is, like, syphilis and the other thing.
That explains why you're just so contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, coming up first. Now I have to walk all the way to the computer to see what's up next. Hold on. Oh!
Walking.
Oh, God! Oh,
what?
God! Well, oh, God!
Hey,
oh,
hey!
Oh, God! Oh, God!
That's what
Gregor!
You get... That's what you get for putting...
Gregor!
Will you... That's what you get...
I broke my everything!
That's what you get for...
Oh,
well,
God!
Will you just listen to me for 1 minute?
It hurts so badly!
That's because you put bear traps down!
I am going to kill something!
Why did you put bear traps down in the first place?
Right after our first song!
What is our first song?
Our first song is Apocalypta!
Apocalypta?
Yeah, it's from their album World Collide.
Whose album?
Apocalypta.
What's the song?
World Collide.
World Collide by Apocalypta.
On WECB. The underground sound of Emerson College.
Yeah.
Thank you. joking apart, isn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life?
All the trials and tribulations.
Better settle down and get myself a wife. And the wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she would wag at me, the money she would take from me, a misery she'd make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway.
I'd rather sleep anyway.
Left without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people?
So how?
I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who can help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm a bad'un, and a bad'un I shall stay.
You'll be seeing no transformation.
But it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for the army?
I think I'm going to take the job again!
CB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
W-E-C-B!
Sorry about that, folks! Everything has kind of gone to hell here!
Yeah, I mean, like, they've really cut back around here.
I think I'm about to fall through the floorboards!
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been... The economic downturn took a longer time to reach WECB because we don't really have any sponsors...
Or listeners. It's very tragic.
Yes, it's very hard.
You literally cannot hear me unless I shout this loudly.
Whereas, since I have a very mediocre voice anyway, they give me the mediocre mic and somehow it works.
Yeah, you kind of cancel each other out like a vortex of suck.
Can we? Yeah, we can say that.
We can say that. You were just listening. Wow, I sound like a robot. That's awesome.
Go around.
No!
Fine.
You were listening to Reviewing the Situation from Oliver, and prior to that was Worlds Collide by Apocalypta. Hey, that's a good idea. Hold on.
Wait a sec. I know what's going on.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. You know what the problem was?
Mic problem solved.
Wow.
High five.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what this was, Freegor?
What?
This was a deliberate attempt to sabotage us by the hip-hop honeys.
Ooh.
Who else would be so dangerous, so vile, so hip-hopful?
And hipping and happening.
Okay. Here, do unplug my microphone.
Okay,
I can't
hold on.
Move. I can't move still.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm very much paralyzed.
Yeah.
And full of pain.
Okay, here, hang on.
All right. Keep fuddling. All right.
That better?
Still don't hear anything in the headphones, but we're good otherwise. Oh, wait. Why did they do that?
I really don't know.
Why did they do that to us, Freegor?
I don't know.
Ruin our crisp, clean audio quality.
I thought you were going to say ruined our Christmas.
Why'd you have to bring that up again, Freegor?
I'm sorry.
I was such a miserable little boy, and then Santa had to give me a present.
What do you think happened to me?
I always just assumed that you were a lump of coal that kind of mutated into a human-like being.
Okay, my family celebrated Kwanzaa, and even we didn't know what it was.
Very true.
Does anyone know what Kwanzaa is?
You know what Kwanzaa is, call us in at 617-824-8852.
This is a serious question. I'm actually curious.
Yeah, I think it's like... I don't know.
It's some kind of harvest festival. That's all I know.
Anyway... Barrett News. We should make a bump for that. This week in World Domination Hour, tomorrow. Do you know what tomorrow is, Freegor?
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Toy Soldier Day.
Yes, we had an IM from that.
Toy Soldier Day is tomorrow. The Baron had big plans to celebrate Toy Soldier Day on the air, but due to a WECB time slot change by Lydia Liebman.
Careful.
Lydia Liebman, we are now broadcasting on Wednesdays instead of Fridays.
Ah.
Yes, it would be ridiculous. It's basically our Toy Soldier Day Eve show.
Mm-hmm.
That sound good enough to you, Freegor?
They do Christmas Eve shows.
Yep. But no, next year, 2012, we promise right here on the World Domination Hour a Toy Soldier Day unlike any you've experienced before.
Because it'll be on the radio.
Indeed. We want to get toy soldiers in from all across the world. We'll even get a giraffe in the booth.
Yeah, we can...
A whole giraffe.
Not necessarily in one piece, but we'll get a whole giraffe.
We imagine it's going to be more like a giraffe buffet where you just you pick and choose.
I hear giraffe filet is pretty good, actually.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering...
Well, we can't get giraffe filet, considering how badly the WECB staff cut our budget.
I'm wondering how much of this we can get away with.
We can get away with whatever we want. We're evil.
True.
No,
we are
the WECB staff wasn't to blame, though. It was those hip-hop honeys and their hip-hop music.
I'm actually seriously wondering how long those microphones have been switched.
Because
I've been having trouble with... the mic over here that I usually use.
Good thing the Baron is so smart. Also, this week in World Domination Hour news.
That's weird.
Freegor, I saw the best show ever this last week.
Was it not Two and a Half Men?
Oh, if only. No, it was awesome. We saw some of our favorite bands live.
Oh, live show.
Yeah, no. We saw Mr. Joe Black and This Way to Egress with Bird Eats Baby. And what time is it, Mr. Fox?
I don't know.
It was awesome. Suffice to say, if you haven't seen This Way to Egress live, you're just missing out. It's fantabulous. They have jugglers. They have people walking on swords. They have a strip show. It's just...
Walking on swords?
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Like Aladdin?
I
mean, I feel like he's done that.
Less Mankiny, more awesomey.
So the book.
Anyway, those are our bands of the month, which means absolutely nothing. But we did get interviews with some of them. Isn't that exciting?
That
we will be posting them soon online at our Tumblr, which nobody checks for very good reason. WECB, there's a Tumblr address.
There's a Tumblr.
Yes.
Sort of spreading ourselves a little thin.
Yes. Very thin.
Social media.
Be sure, by the way, if you have anything you want to email us, fan mail, body parts, death threats, marriage proposals, please do so at our fan mail page, worlddominationhour@gmail.com.
We've actually gotten some pretty frightening news.
Yes.
Like, actually some really disturbing stuff.
Somebody's named a vibrator after you, Freegor.
I know.
Aren't you proud?
I really don't know how to feel about that.
Yes, especially we don't know if it's a guy or a girl yet.
I'm hoping it's
no
a girl.
No matter what, I know you're not used to seeing where the sun don't shine. Because we keep you in a cellar all day.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And there's that little slat where the sun can come in.
Freegor, I've actually been filling that slot with ultraviolet radiation, just to mess with you. The daylight actually makes you die quicker. Ha ha! If that's not a sound cue, I don't know what is. So
it should be.
Let's get to play at our next song. Oh, this one's a cool one. Here's Kiss Me Deadly by the Brian Setzer Orchestra on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Those guys are awesome.
She came to me in early April. She came like late spring does sometimes. My heart was taken so, like December snow, frozen in the chill of winter time. But now they've taken early April. December's coming back again. I feel the frosty morn. Now my baby's gone. She just wouldn't leave it well alone. She said, kiss me deadly, don't be sweet. Kiss me deadly, knock me off my feet. Kiss me deadly, turn up the heat. Kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly. She wore dark glasses and a black rose. Was it perfume? I couldn't tell. She wouldn't hesitate. She would intoxicate any kind of man that came her way. Not a girl you can hold on to. I got that feeling from the start. But I look the other way. It's haunting me today. I just couldn't get enough. Kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly. Thank you.
left me then in late October. We didn't have too much to say. She had her mind made up. I guess that's my tough luck, letting my fool heart get in the way. You know I'm kind of glad it's over. That kind of love can last so long. Don't feel too bad for me. Yes, I heard her plea. I kissed her deadly. Can't you see that I kissed her deadly on her feet? I kissed her deadly. Don't be sweet. I kissed her deadly. Turn up the heat. Kiss me deadly. Don't be sweet. Kiss me deadly. Knocked her off her feet. Kiss me deadly. Turn up the heat. Kiss me deadly. Kiss me deadly. Kiss me deadly, kiss me deadly.
You're listening to WECB. Thanks for tuning in, Kevin. You were just listening to Kiss Me Deadly by the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Word.
Word. Jazzy like a mother hugger. Oh!
Are you still, like...
I'm still quite badly fractured. There's only one solution to this, Frigor.
What is the one solution?
You must make me a robot body.
Oh, no.
With your bare hands.
Well, I mean, since I don't know how to use the technology we have...
Look, your words are confusing me, and they're multisyllabic, and I just don't get what you're saying.
Let me slow it down.
Less talk... More robot.
I will build the robot because I can't use tools. Still too big?
That's lame.
No, I'll build it because I can't use tools. You never taught me how to use the stuff that we have.
All right, well,
so I'll have grab to, that I thing. Have to use
grab
my
that thing. Just grab that thing.
Okay, the big thing? Or
all
the,
right, now press the button.
The green one?
Yes, press the button.
Okay.
All right, good. Now put it to your forehead.
Okay. I'm not seeing how this works.
All right. Now open that cage.
Okay.
Wolverine attack!
What?
Good to see my Wolverine hormone creator is still working.
Oh, come on!
I hope you like Wolverine, Frigor. Otherwise, this will be a very one-sided relationship.
I've always been more of a Cyclops man myself.
Listen, Frigor. Learn to live with the Wolverine. Become with the Wolverine, and they will teach you the tool knowledge that you need.
I'll do the best I can, but he keeps scratching at me.
Scratching is part of it, Frigor.
Ow!
Be like the tree. Be scratched and pissed upon by other smaller animals. Yes, you feel it, don't you?
No, that's him.
Oh. Okay, well, you keep trying to learn how to be a better tool, you think. Speaking of small vermin, I think it's time to play the Ballad of the Sneak.
Sounds... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're getting a little bit of Da Vinci's Notebook in here. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Do you ever feel that's unnecessary?
No.
I know a lively fellow who is really quite unique. He's small. Dark and yellow, with a rodent-like physique. He doesn't play the shallow, and he never deigns to speak. He is the strong man's Leporello, and they just call him the Sneak. If you've got a caper, then you know who to call. It's the Sneak. It's the Sneak. Who's that dapper swindler out of Tammany Hall? Who do you know? It's the Sneak. That charming little watson who's the strongman's greatest pal. It's
I'm
Greetings, citizens of the world. Your ears are being violated by WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. You were just listening to Good Day by the Dresden Dolls, and prior to that was The Ballad of the Sneak, right? By Da Vinci's Notebook. Ugh, sorry about that, my tongue is starting to fall off. Ah, yes, indeedy. World Domination Hour. We F's like that. Frigor, how's the whole, weasel mentoring coming along?
Wolverines.
I'm starting to lose my brain fluid, Frigor.
They're very angry, but we've come to an understanding.
You seem to actually be doing Tai Chi with them.
Yeah, we've learned how to communicate through hand signals.
That's cool. What are they saying? I'm ever so curious.
Well, the big one over there is clearly their leader.
Mm-hmm.
From what I gather, his name is Lai Pei, and he comes from West Virginia, and he's been the leader of this tribe of Wolverines for the past 20 years now.
I see.
And he's the one who's teaching me how to use the nuts and bolts, like the literal nuts and bolts.
Oh.
The little one over there is teaching me how to use the soldering iron, and that other one with the stripes, the one with the stripes is the one who's holding all the pieces together.
Wow. You know, I really honestly didn't expect this to actually work.
Neither did I, man.
Yeah, no, this is a pleasant surprise.
And that last song, I'm on fire, usually I'm the one who's...
Good Day, it's called.
Well, yeah, Good Day, but I'm usually the one who's on fire.
It's very true. It's weird how...
Have you set me on fire? I know there's been lava. I don't think...
Memo to self, set Frigor on fire. Don't tell Frigor.
I heard that.
What? Anyway, Frigor, you better get back on making me my robot body.
Okay, what color do you want it?
Hot pink. I mean black. I mean no. No.
Too late.
No!
Too late.
No!
Too late.
No, the fall us.
Too late. Besides, we don't even have black metal.
Well, you know what? I feel very pretty right now.
You should.
Yes.
Embrace it.
In fact, I feel like singing. The hills are...
I honestly thought you were going to go for
My body is rejecting the show, too.
I honestly thought you were going to go for I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Please, Frigor, I'm straight.
Pretty and witty and gay.
Speaking
and I'm
of straight.
Any girl who isn't me tonight. La 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 la.
On that note,
aha!
Again, as we said, coming up soon is Toy Soldiers Day.
Yay!
Yay!
We should get a button to do that one of these days.
I think it's more fun to do it ourselves.
Mm.
No!
What would be the best way to celebrate Toy Soldier Day's Eve, if you will, Frigor?
Ooh, you know what? The only other thing that's Toy Soldiers that's not related to this
show... Don't say M&M.
No. I wasn't going there. Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, we need to get a Rockette-style review going.
Word.
Nice. But other than that, since we can't afford that...
No.
I think we should play some Dr. Steel.
We can do that.
Here's Lament for a Toy Factory on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Okay, Lai Pei, lower the helmet down. We're gonna get going here.
Just some nobody here to be tired. Good evening, children of the night. You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Frigor, get back here! These cobras aren't going to lick themselves!
Thank you. this is Molly Young, Assistant Music Director here with your new music picks for February 2011. Shil Beret and her Happy Hookers released their new album, Teenage and Torture. It's smoky dive bar infused rock at its finest. Shilpa switches from intense rip-off-your-head screams to velvety jazz vocals at the drop of a hat. Listen to the vaudevillian dance tune, Erotolipsy, to get an idea for powerful vocals. If you're looking for something a little more down-tempo, check out Magic Isn't Real by Boston local band Pile. Their sonic wavescape must be infused with some sort of addictive substance because our entire music staff is hooked. Check out Don't Touch Anything. Head to the new music blog at WECB.FM or tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the WECB New Music Show. You're listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
You were just listening to Haunted Dance Hall by Sabres of Paradise. I actually like that horror band that was on the promo rotator.
That was fun.
They were good. We should play them sometime.
Yes.
And prior to that was Lament for a Toy Factory from none other than the good old Dr. Steele from his secondary album.
Secondary.
I was thinking of saying seminary, but I'm pretty sure that's not the right word.
Seminal.
Seminal album.
That's the one.
Are we sure?
Yeah. Seminal is not the same thing, but it's like the big one. Like George Harrison's seminal album is All Things Must Pass and so on.
Mm, you have quite the knowledge of rock, Frigor.
I have nothing else to do in my cellar.
Except look at the ultraviolet light.
Mm-hmm. And surf Wikipedia.
Yes. All right. I think it's time we...
All the live long day.
I think it's time to test out this robot body.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how well...
Though this is insanely well-constructed and very hot pink.
No, you'd have no idea. I mean, I
Were the flaming unicorns on the side necessary, if not totally awesome?
That was actually the little one's idea.
High five. Oh. Think I crushed him with the robot arm.
Aw.
He will be missed. Hmm.
They have very short-term memories, but they've...
What?
No, they have short-term memories.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Right. You're in a robot suit.
Awesome! Well, I think there's only
You're
one
welcome.
Thing to do. Shut
what?
Up, Frigor. There's only one thing to do.
What?
In a giant robot costume.
Pay off these guys are union. These Wolverines are union.
Shut up. You
what?
Know what I need to do?
What?
Go fight a monster in Japan.
Right on.
It sounds pretty awesome right here.
Can I come?
You can be my radio comm advisor. You stay in the booth and do awesome stuff. I'm going to go to Japan.
That's
to the Japanotube! And while I'm transporting to Japan, let's hear some music by What Time Is It, Mr. Fox? Here's Jack O'Lantern on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Thank you.
eyes flicker lies. Your mouth draws flies, and it's no big surprise. You're hollow inside. Your greed, your need to watch while I bleed, and your evil takes seed as your grin grows wide. You're creepy, and I'm sleepy. Please leave me alone. I never learn. I reach in, I get burned, I get scarred to the bone. You're cold, growing mold. It's a tale to be told. Do you think we all can be sold? Even those young and green denied, you can't hide that old fire inside. With all the methods you've tried, every night is Halloween. You're creepy, and I'm sleepy. Please leave me alone. I never learn. I reach in, I get burned, I get scarred to the bone, scarred to the bone.
Listening to WECB. Suck a dick, Andrew Lloyd Webber. While we're still tubing to Japan, Frigor, would you like to say some words? By the way, you were just listening to Jack O'Lantern by What Time Is It, Mr. Fox? They're a big kind of evil nursery rhyme band.
Yeah, they're fairly evil.
Quite.
For nursery rhymes, the Brothers Grimm were actually pretty evil if you think about
it. Oh, yeah, they were into the whole steel shoe thing and pecking out eyes and...
They were very dark.
Little Red Riding Hood getting down and dirty with a bad self.
Which explains why Terry Gilliam directed that movie.
No, he directed The Brothers Grimm.
Right, that's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about the new Little Red Riding Hood with Amanda Seyfried. That did not come out right, but it should have sounded much sexier than it did.
Speaking of purring, it's my own... I get to do segues now and then myself. Speaking of purring, we apparently have a feline listener who does not enjoy the sound of my voice. Well, Romeo, wherever you are, I apologize. It's the best I can do. We've tried surgery.
Ah! Oh, God, ah! Everyone's here! Oh!
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, Frigor.
What?
Be my wingman. I can't see anything. I'm in Japan now, by the way.
Well, I can't see anything either. I'm not where you are.
Ah!
We didn't build in a radio comlink thing.
All right, give me positive reinforcement.
Fine. Go. You can do it. I believe it.
Really?
I don't.
Really, really, Frigor.
I don't believe
that's
in you.
That's what we're doing. You don't believe in me.
No, I honestly.
You suck.
That robot suit was built by Wolverines. What do you expect?
Well, I'm trapped in Japan right now, and it looks like I'm going to have to kill Godzilla.
Do you want me to come over there? I can help out if I'm over there.
Seriously, where is he? For a giant lizard, you think I would have seen him by now?
There's a lot of really tall buildings there.
Yeah. How would you know, Mr.
I've seen pictures.
Of your mother. Like I have on the nudie sites. Oh! Oh! That's right. Wallow in your tears, you mongrel.
Anyway, back to my original...
Yes,
back to my original point. I'm sorry, Romeo the cat, wherever you are, but I do have one thing to say.
That was eerily cat-like right there.
Whoever owns that cat,
we
tell
have
me
been
how
reduced
he's...
to messing with cats live on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
It's exam week.
This
what
is
do you
officially
want?
World Domination Hours, the low point. There he is.
Okay.
Put up your dukes, Godzilla. I'm going to box you old-timey style.
Yes, like his great uncle. Take on all comers, DeBaron.
Ba-dum-ba-dum. All right. While I'm about to put one right in Godzilla's kisser, here's some Bird Eats Baby from their EP Bigger Teeth on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Come on, you scaly monster.
Yeah, that's what he is. Go with that.
Could ask for more. Cram like cattle, kick the habit, mutter in the ranks. Glory be to God above, money in the bank. It's easy, would you leave me? It's easy, you'd leave. I have thought so many times. Save you from your sins. Every day I'm losing a new done. Would you leave me? It's easy. You'd leave me. Save you from your sins. Every day I'm losing and you
Hello, this is Works for Frigor. Have you seen your children lately? We have. If you want them back, tune into the World Domination Hour, Fridays at midnight. Thank you.
Thursdays. We recorded that before we got moved.
Lydia! Actually, I should just be saying, Liebman!
It's the same number of syllables.
Yeah, but Liebman just has a much more...
It has a more...
Feel.
Con!
Yes.
Kind of feel.
Like Liebman with the power to lieb.
What does that mean?
Speaking of mean, you were just listening to Enemies Like Me from Birdie's Baby's latest EP, Bigger Teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Godzilla!
Ah!
Ah!
There he is!
Frigor, I'm getting whipped here.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm giving you positive reinforcement, aren't I?
Give it to me some more.
Okay, fine. You're a evil, evil, evil person.
You don't mean that.
I do mean that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Who else puts their sidekick in a cellar surrounded by ultraviolet light that basically kills him?
Bah.
And makes him... fight Wolverines and
bah.
Cthulhu and Satan.
Duh.
You fed me to Satan and shot me into space.
Actually, no, we didn't get around to shoot. No, we shot you into the universe.
You shot me into the beginning of the universe. And
that was some time, wasn't it?
And you fed me to Satan and you made me fight Cthulhu and you've made me eat poison scorpions and you're basically just
all right,
a
I think
very...
I've got enough for a... Ha me, ha me. No, I don't. I'm done for Frigor.
Okay, all right, hold on. I'll do the best I can. Don't worry, I'm coming.
He got the armor.
Okay, I'm coming through the boom tube. Hold on. Why did I just reference DC Comics? Okay, hold on.
Hurry. Free Gore. Who's that? It's Free Gore and his army of Wolverines. Slay him, my Wolverine, slay!
Yes, go forward and slay! Okay, I think they're
wow. There's another Godzilla track in there somehow.
Okay, they're doing somewhat well.
This new Godzilla is unfriendly and is going to destroy your country. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, that was totally the
Thank rock. You for telling us, Dr. Sulu. That wasn't Dr. Sulu, but that was... I think that was King
I think
Kong.
The soundboard's broken.
Yeah.
Which means we've won!
Fourth wall!
High
All right!
Five! Yes, Godzilla, you've just been defeated by a bunch of Wolverines.
Ha! Well, he is a lizard.
S my D, y'all.
He is just a lizard.
I'll tell you one thing. That Godzilla was a total bus punk, wasn't he?
He was a total bus punk.
Indeed. You know what I think we should do to celebrate this bizarre and unsatisfying victory?
Turn that into a t-shirt?
No. I think we should play some music.
Okay.
Here's Off Key by Uncut, one of our more experimental tracks. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That was totally unsatisfying.
You're listening to WECB, the only radio station catering exclusively to Twilight fans.
A 15 man on a dead man's chest, drinking the devil had done for the rest. The meat was fixed with the booze and spike, and the booze and green on the marlin spike. Cookie's throat was in what to be like. It had been gripped by fingers ten, and near the lay, oh good dead man, a cup of gold day, and I was in dead.
Listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's good to know.
We hope you are enjoying.
I have been.
Check us out at WECB.fm. Our new website is futuristic.
It sure is.
You can also listen on your TV in the dorms on Channel 65. Far out.
Far out.
That bump was made in 15 minutes.
80 years ago. No, not in the 80s.
Yes.
On one of those old-timey
speak. Backing beat.
That was cool.
And you were just listening to The Derelict by Abney Park from their album Aether Shanties. And prior to that was Off Key by Uncut. Nice, simple to pronounce. We'd like to thank Alice, by the way, for making the best image ever. It's just awesome.
Check out our Facebook page.
It's got the best profile image ever right now. And we will keep it up until the hip hop honeys eventually tell us to take it down.
Then
we will say no, and then they will ask us to take it down again, and we will probably take it down.
We have to defy them at least once.
Yes. It's a matter of principle.
Yeah.
And Frigor, we've had ourselves quite a night, haven't we?
It's been a little bit of a light spell, but yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Baron's mostly been hallucinating due to all the, cold medicine.
Yeah, and we did have a busy week last week.
Yeah, and we did play some good songs, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you all a very, very happy spring break.
And we want you all to stay safe.
Can you imagine if we were that pain?
No, fuck! Fudge, no! You guys should go out there and party! Woo! Party! Oh my god! Make out with a tree! You heard me. Do it!
Leave my sister alone.
Make out with a tree.
Just make sure it's not my sister.
Yes. How is she doing, by the way?
Actually, not terribly well. The treatment isn't taking, and there's really nothing else we can do.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
No, you're not.
Nope! Here's our final song of the evening. A little bit of Frank Zappa with What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body?
Everything, in my case.
What's the ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind.
Your mind is
your mind. I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind. Is the ugliest part of your body. I think your mind is the ugliest part of your body.
Do it again, do it again.
That was certainly one heck of a final song, wasn't it?
I think it fits with the show that we did this week. It just made absolutely no sense, and it was awesome.
You
at
make
the same
it sound
time.
Like a bad thing.
No, I don't.
Anyway,
I'm saying
thank
it was...
you, weasels.
Wolverines.
Whatever. They're all the same. Thank you, Wolverines.
Don't let them hear you say
for
that.
For helping us out. Is there anything we can do to repay you and your loyalty? What did he say, Frigor?
He says, set them free.
Sure. Right through that door. Throw the switch!
Wait, what? What?
Do it!
Okay.
That's what you get when you wish for freedom. You get saw blades.
That was terrible.
Well, now it's dinner. Shut up and eat your mentor. This has been the Baron.
And this has been Works for Frigor.
Have a good spring break. Good night. And sleep with one eye open.
Sure. Yeah.